What a night last night. I didn't stay up and watch any of it. Don't get me wrong. Although to see Terry McAuliffe squirm, that demon, it would have been worth it. Might have been worth it. We're still waiting to find out whether or not Mal Murphy in New Jersey is also going to be sent back to hell from whence he came. This was a referendum on the Corona doom. It was a referendum on vaccine mandates. It was a referendum on permanent, never-ending lockdowns. If you people out there in the political class and the ruling oligarch and global great reset cabal didn't get the memo, what little voting power remains out here in the United States, for example, was used yesterday. Despite your best efforts to cheat, lie, deceive, and the things that you usually do, it looks as though that good guys may have... Now, when I say good guys, we're talking relatively speaking here. That good guys may have actually prevailed yesterday. If you go to Politico.com, which is, as much as I detest it, is pretty reliable when it comes to election returns and results. I mean, they've been doing it for 15 years, almost 20 years now, and they put the investment into counting Stacey Slobbers and the gang's fake votes. Here is the current tally in Virginia. Now, Magdalene Rose will join us next hour. if you follow her on Instagram, last night was Christmas. Right now, Glenn Youngkin is at 50.7% with 99% of precincts in. McAuliffe at 48.6%. 48.6%. The last we heard was 7 hours ago on McAuliffe's Twitter. One mistake, it will kill you, Twitter. Nothing since. Basically saying that, hey, we're not conceding anything. He didn't say that. He said, we're waiting till all of Virginians' votes are counted. And I'm going like, you're just shooting a flare up into the sky? You know, Stacey Slobbums is morbidly obese. Did you call her on the fat phone?
Hannah would not approve of this message.
We're talking about people that are communists from China. Did she send, did McAuliffe send the fat flare up into the sky? We're not conceding. We have lots of votes left to count. I'm going like, 99% of precincts are in, dude. What's left to count? Well, you know what's left to count. Mail-in and absentee. Now, Politico has projected Youngkin as beating McAuliffe. Let me give you the score as it stands right now in Jersey. This is a shocker to end all shockers. 88% of precincts in. Chia Torelli, am I saying that right, you Jerseyites? Chia Torelli, 49.7%. Chris, I love Chairman Mal Murphy, 49.6%. So right now, the Republican in Jersey has the edge. In New Tenochtitlan City, now, I find this one just, there's a headline on the Politico, I'll just read it to you. New York thought it was done with Bill de Blasio, Comrade de Blasio. He thinks they might want more. We need to look ahead. We need to build something new. We need to build something better, he said. What the hell does that mean? In any event, Curtis Sliwa, who has basically been campaigning for mayor of New Tenochtitlan City since Dumburg for about 20-some-odd years now, finally actually decided to run this time, and Sliwa was getting clobbered. 28.8% to 66% for Adams, who is a black gentleman who will then be the second black mayor of New Tenochtitlan City. How many of you member? This is why I get paid the little bucks around here, or no bucks at all. How many of you member? Who was the last black man who was the mayor of New Tenochtitlan City, and what happened? Do you remember? His name was David Dinkins. You remember how the entire Democrat Party, the libtard, it wasn't a Senate as it is today, but the big three, media industrial, demonic complex media, all went gaga. I mean, they were so euphoric, they literally couldn't speak when Dinkins was elected. General David Dinkins. This is what happens when you put it's not qualifications, characterizations, character traits. When you put character traits over qualifications and things that might matter. Not that in electoral politics, as you and I discuss every day, you people, you need to keep your powder dry and you need to shut up before you go in my chat room and start blasting us for talking about electoral successes. It's big news today and we're going to talk about it, okay? So if you want to whine into your weak tea and go cynical, go somewhere else. Because I can see it coming already. Maggie's nodding her head going like, I got the nuke button ready. So they went gaga over Dinkins. He was an absolute unmitigated disaster. As a matter, it was so bad. Democrats, by the end of Dinkins' term, Democrats were saying, dude, just quit. Just resign. Don't even try to run for re-election. And of course, who mopped up Dinkins' mess? You New Yorkers will remember this. Who mopped up Dinkins' mess? His honor, Giuliani. His honor, Giuliani, came and mopped up the mess that Dinkins had left. And it was New Tenochtitlan City. You know what it kind of looks like? It looked in 1994. It kind of looked in 1994 what it looks like today, with the trash not being picked up, except then under Dinkins, they just left it on the curb. So much stuff, so much going on here. I bring this up because the city of Boston has elected a new mayor as well, Matty Walsh. Going on to be a commerce secretary for regime leader Biden, and I leave you in the hands of Michelle Wu. The city of Boston has elected a David Dinkins, a political neophyte who spouts off crap that could have come out of the mouth of Mario or Andrew Cuomo, Bill Clinton, Barack Hussein Obama. I mean, this is boilerplate, big city, Democrat, union politic crap that Michelle Wu spouts. So, as a matter of fact, I was listening to her acceptance, to the ebullient acceptance speech last night. I'm going like, so you, this is how warped this has become. And now let me make a comparison here. They tell us that we cannot retreat to our parishes and our enclaves, beginning with our homes, of course, with men as kings, three marks of manhood in a household, making associations with other households that have a man as a king, bishop, and philosopher. They tell us that's unreasonable. That's just not dealing with reality. The reality is this and that and the other. Well, the reality is that in order to win a political office in most major American cities that are cesspools these days. All one has to do is appear. Again, physical appearances like race, gender, sexuality, and what have you here are all that matters now. I predict that just like the lesbianic weirdo that was elected mayor of Harris County in Houston, who was another unmitigated, complete and total disaster for the formerly great city of Houston, Michelle Wu will be an unmitigated and complete and total disaster for what remains of Boston. And I have a child that lives in Boston, so I don't want Boston to go wee down the tubes. By the by, we're in day three now. Today's Wednesday, so it began Monday. Day three now of the FDNY's walkout as a result of Comrade de Blasio's vaccine mandate. Here's something else you probably won't hear anywhere else. As a matter of fact, I'm watching election returns on. There's only a couple. They're very sparse on One America News. I don't watch Fox anymore. Won't turn it on. You're not going to get my Nielsen credit. And Newsmax has said nothing about elections thus far. There were some seats on the city council in New Tenochtitlan City that were flipped last night. Should be taking some people by a little bit by surprise. And these weren't even close. And the candidates that were running for the council in New York were basically running against the vax mandate, the mask mandate, the passports, the whole shebang. So it was, if you combine that, now, candidate Youngkin in Virginia never uttered a word pro or con, but certainly never pro, for the vax mandate. For teachers being, you know, we searched in vain and tried to find this clip, even though we played it 2 days or 3 days ago on the show. We had the clip of McCullough from the debate where he said parents shouldn't be making decisions. But there was another one that was just as bad 2 days ago, or I think this past Saturday or maybe Sunday, where Terry McAuliffe was out there saying, do you want your kids to go to a school where the teacher has not been vaccinated? We don't have a record of it. Where the teacher is not wearing a mask? Where the children are not required to wear masks? Where the children are not required to be vaccinated? This is what cost him. Here, play what people are thinking is the money shot. This soundbite here, digital media file number two. This is the one that people are saying. This is what McAuliffe was up double digits 4 weeks ago. Double digits in Virginia. I mean, it was looking as though, why even bother to have the election? Save the money just to point the guy. Here's the moment when everything, when the Democrats lined up to go back to hell. Audio difficulties. Try another one. Maybe it's muted. I think I have it. Let's see here. Maggie's having a very difficult time. Hang on. I think I have it.
What we've seen over the course of the last 20 months is our school systems refusing to engage with parents. In fact, in Fairfax County this past week, we watched parents so upset because there was such sexually explicit material in the library they had never seen. It was shocking. And in fact, you vetoed the bill that would have informed parents that they were there. You believe school systems should tell children what to do. I believe parents should be in charge of their kids' education.
Mr. McAuliffe, 30 seconds.
So first of all, this shows how clueless Glenn Youngkin is. He doesn't understand what the laws were because he's never been involved here in helping Virginia. But it was not. The parents had the right to veto bills, veto books, Glenn, not to be knowledgeable about it, also take them off the shelves. And I'm not going to let parents come into schools and actually take books out and make their own decision.
You vetoed it.
So, yeah, I stopped the bill that I don't think parents should be telling schools what they should teach.
Whoa! So I said, I don't think parents should be telling schools what to teach.